Announcing the commencement of the annual purge. The soul of our country is at stake.
DeSantis is going to win. She's going to make real changes.
The purge has to come to an end. At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours.
Senator, let's begin lockdown.
All emergency services will be suspended. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Okay, here's the deal. The Purge election year is the third in the series, and it hasn't stopped being as one-dimensional and preachy as the other films. However, with our own election year turning into a hopelessly chaotic mess, it's no wonder that this one is higher on the radar. The story follows a senator who is trying to get rid of the annual purge, which is a 12-hour period each year in which all crime is legal. Her political enemies use this year's purge to come after her, sending her on the run. While it's always been an interesting concept, the Purge series has never fully explored itself. This film is no different, examining only the surface of the idea and tossing out platitudes throughout the movie. Still, it works as an action movie better than its predecessor and offers something a little different than a home invasion thriller that was in the first film. The Purge election year gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.